Hawks half hour, Hawks half hour. I can't think anything in the rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Just looking in my spam folder, and there is some fantastic knob spam. Knob spam. Well, there's 10 basic tips to a girl's heart. Ho, 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 I'm proud to show everyone my love stick, which is as big as a baseball bat. And we got, just fancy that it is huge and rock hard. Once, I increased my main muscle. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye! Exclamation mark. What the fuck's the big eye exactly? I'm not sure if I want girls to give me a big eye. And do you want girls looking at your crotch? I mean, if they fancied you, fine, but to stare at my penis, I suppose you know what they want. Might be a bit embarrassing, though. Why girls like it harder? Make her happy with your new giant gun. Another crackers? Tracy Lords will eat this. Beef up your rig on the size front. Miracle gains to your manhood are possible with this incredible breakthrough. Make your weapon esteemed. Please your lassie like never before. Your beloved lady will be simply mad about your newly upgraded love weapon. I don't think my lady's ever called it a love weapon. It's not really a weapon. This is a gorgeous man tool set to grow. Sounds like a news item, that one. My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all for the spam for you. People might think I think crazy thoughts, but I think crazy thoughts think in my head. Hello, I'm Mr. Sperm. Come on, ladies, come and leap on. Get your sperm here, you hot bitches. Now the news. We are outside 10 Downing Street as Alastair Darling gives his new plans for the 15 pence tax, which will alleviate many of the problems that is currently afflicting single-parent families. He walks up to the microphone. He's beginning to... For some reason, Gordon Brown is coming up behind him. Darling doesn't seem to have noticed at this point. Gordon Brown is putting his fingers to his mouth. He's shushing. He's shushing the interviewer. He's coming up behind Darling. Darling is oblivious to Brown's presence. And he's wedgied Darling. Gordon Brown is wedgied Darling. Oh my good lord. He's going for the atomic wedgie. Darling's squealing. He doesn't know what's happening. This is probably the last thing Alistair Darling was expecting to his new 15 pence tax. Gordon Brown's got him on the floor. The pants are over the head. That's an atomic wedgie. Oh my good lord. Who would have thought that today would have seen an atomic wedgie given by the Prime Minister? Well, it really does show he is a man full of surprise, and he's not afraid to make tough decisions when decisions need to be made, and today it was an atomic wedgie on Alistair Darling, the little shit. Goodbye. A swordsman such as me, that made her go and leap out the bed. About to make sweet love to the missus, that made her go and leap out the bed. I go through a vigorous warm-up, a few star jumps, stretches. That made her and leap out the bed. You know, you want to hit the ground running. Oh, God. Made her and leap out the bed. I told someone, like, I got a kind of groin strain. So I have. I've been out jogging. But they were like... like Finbar Saunders in a waltz in the room. Groin strain. It's like, yeah, what? Do you think I've got a groin strain performing some sexual aerobatic... Aerobatics? What the fuck is an aerobatic? Aerobatics. Acrobatics. Some sexual acrobatics. I mean, what do you think I was doing? I mean, I was pushing my body so far to the limit of its ability whilst having sex, and then my body couldn't take the strain, so I injured myself. Whilst on the deed, I said, oh, don't be so bloody stupid. Told you, I was at home with the missus all weekend. No, I said, don't be stupid. A swordsman such as me wouldn't get myself in it. I'm too well practiced to injure myself. Plus, when I'm about to make sweet love to the missus, I go through a vigorous warm-up. A few star jumps, stretches. You know, you want to hit the ground running. You don't want to get cramp midway through. Oh, God. That's happened to me before. Oof. Been playing football in the day, then you're kind of there making sweet love to the missus, and it's like, ah! 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 They're like, yeah! Ah! Ah! No! No! Ah! Ah! My leg! Then you get in that situation where you can't move, or it's going to just go worse, be crippling agony. You're like, ah! But it's hard to explain. It's hard to talk when you're trying to fend off cramp. I'm not sure if the missus thought it was some kind of prolonging technique, but initially she was like, oh yeah, yeah. And then she looked kind of scared. It was like, just staring at her. Don't move! Of course, when you say things like that to women, they think there's a spider or something around. That made her and leap out of the bed. Me, I was left crippled in crampy agony. But at no point did I pull a groin muscle. Who'd have thought pirates would make a comeback after all those years? They're back, baby. They're armed with frickin' grenade launchers. Take that, Johnny Depp. Look what you've done now. I hope you're happy with your fucking Captain Jack Sparrow bullshit. I was listening to the radio earlier, and it pronounced that cows are the biggest threat to the planet. Now, that should make you think twice as you drive past a field of the biggest threat to the planet. Calmly grazing. Oh, if you went in there, bloody sit on you, butt you or something. There's not much they can do, really. Not much they can do apart from shit for Britain and fart loads. And that's why they're the biggest threat to this planet the world has ever seen. Well, there you go.
Wakey wakey, you've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
Yes, hello, this is Bernard Hofskowski. I am Polish man in Peterborough. My family are very concerned about coming to Peterborough. They have heard many bad things and think it is a very dangerous place, full of murderers and hussies. I say, Mumsky. Where do you get this information? She said she'll watch a documentary, yes, on a street in England called Albert Square. She said this is a true life film, and many people, they are nasty people. You would not give them your last cabbage, and not a one person has a mustache. Yes, and some of them are having the flame head. The flame-haired people in Poland are considered worse than a three-legged dog. They are probably equal as maybe a two-legged cat, shaved. Yes, Mumsky, this is just a TV show. She said, yes. I say, this only happens on the picture box. She said, yes. I do not know if she understood. Mumsky, have you understood? She said, yes. I said, what was the question, Mumsky? She said, yes. I hung up the phone, Ski. Yes.
There's something funny's gonna come on here.
I heard today an interesting fact. Joseph Priestley, or something Priestley, in Birmingham, a Brummie, he invented oxygen. I read this and thought, invented it? What do you mean, was he in the lab mixing some things up? And then all of a sudden invented it. I mean, this seems to me a little bit like the scientists up once again up to their nefarious old tricks. Headline-grabbing media attention scientists inventing things which happen to already exist. I mean, this sounds like a piece of piss to me. I'm going to invent something that already exists. Brilliant, what do you have to do? Not much. Just point it out. Really? Fucking hell, that sounds great. But there's not much left now. You see, most things are there, like water, trees. They've already been invented. So you have to go on the invisible stuff, which no one can see. And it's not as if one day he was there with his mates, then all of a sudden everyone was there choking. Quick! Priestley, do something! We're all dying! We can't breathe! Shit, why are we all dying? I don't know, it's like something hasn't been invented yet. Okay, I'm going to invent oxygen. Osh, we can all breathe that. Oh, whew. Good thinking, the priestmeister. Woo, saved our bacon then. I don't know how we'd have coped if you hadn't invented oxygen. It's a bit of a... You could have given it a flavour though, couldn't you? I mean, it tastes of nothing. This is worse than water, this taste. They'd be like, bloody hell. A minute ago, you were all dying, right? And then I invent oxygen, and then you're bloody criticising it. You know, I'll uninvent it, I'll hide the formula, then you'll be buggered, won't you? Yeah? Like, oh, good point. Hats off, well done. Yeah, make sure also you don't invent any odourless gases that when released could easily kill people. Of course not, I'm a scientist. We wouldn't do that. He had an idea then, make some money out of this. Not so good for budgies though, push down the mines. Anyway, so now I'm on the lookout for something that exists, which I can invent, well, label really, but, you know, I will be in the, I say Guinness Book of Records, in the whatever history, annals of time, as the man who invented something. Kind of reminds me of this story of the bloke who changed the carrot from purple to orange in honour of Holland, where he's from. You just think, how the fuck have you done that? It sounds bloody odd to me, changing colour of vegetables. You shouldn't... What do you do? I mean, I understand it. With dogs, you breed two dogs. With vegetables, how do you breed vegetables? How do you change the colour of them? Get different bees to come and play with their bits or what? I just don't know, do I?
Hey, don't fall asleep. Here's something funny for you to inhale.
Hello, my name is Mark A. Smith. Well, today I went into my local corner shop and I bought a finger of fudge. And when I took this piece of confectionery to the counter, the southern man said, finger of fudge, just enough to give your kids a treat. I said, I do not have any kids, you stupid southern bastard. And even if I had kids, I'm northern, and we never give kids a treat. The only treat I got when I was a boy was if my dad spanked me with a ruler instead of the iron rod. And the other treat I got was a story. Instead of treats, us northerners give our kids words of wisdom. For Christmas, we only got a walnut. And if we were lucky and it was a good year, we got a stick as well. Today's kids are spoiled. This is a southern influence. The shopkeeper said, okay, I've had enough of your ranting. 30p, please. I said, 30p? This is enough money for at least 3 mouthfuls. This is clearly only a snack for children. And he said, not up north, 30p. So I threw the money at the southern man and stomped out and sacked my band.
A group of mining engineers were prospecting for copper. What they unearthed was a story that was to terrorize the whole world.
It was a husk story.
News nugget. I like the little funny headlines. Plain unlucky. It's fun. You know, oh, it's one of those things when you do something and then it doesn't work out and you think, oh, fucking hell. I hate it when that happens. Like you drop a bit of toast, falls jam side down. Ah, fucking hate it when that happens. Because I hate it when you're an £80,000 a year banker and you give up the high life to become a carpenter only to discover you're allergic to wood. Oh, bloody hate it when that happens. Fucking ah, not again. God, I did it once and became a bloody ironmonger. Fuck God, allergic to iron. I thought I'd be safe with the old wood. Nope, allergic to that as well. Of course, all sympathy for the person goes out of the window when you hear he worked in the city of London. Good, deserve it, you bloody city gen twat. Earning 80,000. Probably ripping orphans out of their inheritance or something. Right, he was 32. Dan Hill, the Hillmeister. He quit his 80 grand a year banker job. But when, whenever he was in the workshop, he developed an itchy rash all over his body and his eyes were left streaming.
doctors diagnosed an allergy to dust and wood shavings. Well, that is a bit of a killer when your job's a carpenter. Oh, there he was, following in the shoes of, in the sandals of JC. He's good enough for the big man, big man's son. JC, he's good enough for me. I don't need all that money and wealth. I'll be a carpenter. Fuck, I'm allergic to it. Well, that happened to bloody Jesus, did it? Mother, he said, I was gutted. Boy, I was gutted. All my friends thought I was mad giving up my city job. I'd given up everything to become a carpenter, only to find out I was allergic to bloody wood. Whee! I'm just pretending he's a cockney. Doubt he was earning 80 grand a week, I suppose. A week, fucking a year, come on. Anyway, so he tried wearing gloves and a mask. They offered little respite. But then he began working with Welsh oak, rather than the African hardwood. Well, I mean, I don't know why he's working with African hardwood to start with. Everyone knows Welsh oak's a superior piece of wood for carpentry, don't they? He discovered he'd have the same discomfort. So now he's moved to Swansea. So he went from London to Devon. I'll only deal with African hardwood there. A bit allergic. So he's popped off to Swansea now to get the old Welsh oak in. Of course, what he doesn't really understand is no one's going to pay for the ex-city banker to make him a fucking table out of Welsh oak when you can buy it for like 50 quid down IKEA. It's never going to happen. If it was a local lad, yeah, fine. Some city banker to make me a table? No bloody way. Cockney. He'll soon be back there in the city, yuppying it up.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Today, a crazy thought appeared in my head. It's like leapt out. Now, people might think I think crazy thoughts, but I think crazy thoughts think in my head. And there's a big difference. Not that I can figure out, but I was thinking, right, and I don't know why, but if you had developed a potion to make all men in the world impotent, so that all the men in the world couldn't impregnate anyone, would you use it? So, you know, the benefits are, hello, I'm Mr. Sperm, come on ladies, come and get it, come and leap on, get your sperm here, you hot bitches. That's the benefit. You would be, you know, you would be Mr. Procreation, you know, with your with your reproductive stick, you'd be the man. Then I thought, well, that's good. I mean, obviously, all the women, they'll be queuing up to get a piece of your action. Of course, the rest of everyone else will be bonking furiously without any kind of protection. It didn't matter. But, you know, once they wanted kids, they'd come and look for you. Which I'm not sure. You'd probably get some pretty strange women appearing on your doorstep. But would you want it? And then initially, you'll go, yes, of course we would. And then you think, I mean, there would be like literally, you know, hundreds of women queuing outside your house for a shag all the time. You'd never get, the line would never go down. They'd just keep queuing and queuing, you know. And one day of furious shagging is okay. But, you know, a week you might be able to stomach, but a lifetime, a month, a year, years of just shagging all the time, you wouldn't, I don't think I'd want that. Be too much for me. Shagged to death. And then there are other things, like imagine if you've got a girlfriend, like I have, and then, you know, all of a sudden someone else would get pregnant, and she'd go, oh, how did they get pregnant? And you'd be like, ooh, I don't know, must be magic. I've heard of two frogs, sometimes one of them grows genitals. Really? You expect me to believe that, do you? You'd never get away with cheating on your girlfriend, even with the hottest models. Once they got pregnant, I wonder who did that. All fingers point to you. And then, of course, not only the good-looking women will be there wanting it, also the horrible ugly ones. The old ones, desperate for a baby, desperate, trying to get you drunk to leap on you. But, I mean, that happens in normal day life. Not to me, I add, but, you know, those desperate women hoping to get impregnated by someone. Well, you'd be their only hope then, so they'd all be flocking round you. You'd be like a big juicy shit, and all the flies would be coming round. Squaw! Get him! Your knob would be the juiciest piece of shit all the flies would really like. Delicious, they'd think. And then the other downside, I thought, is that the whole, you know, most people probably want to have a couple of kids, maybe three, but have a whole population, all yours. I mean, that's going to be tough, isn't it? It's going to get worse as well, because just more and more are going to keep coming and appearing all the time. You'd never be affordable. You mean, the benefits you'd get from the government would be awesome, but, you know, you better spend any of it. And all those different bloody women, ugh, it's going to be tough work. I mean, what's also is that the whole population would be from you. And all... Imagine everywhere you look, there'd be you all over the shop. Ah, you know, that wouldn't be. And then I just thought, shit, I don't want this serum anymore. This, you know, this potion. So I've hid it under the bed now. I'm not using it anymore. I don't want it. I don't know why the hell I invented it. In fact, in the first place, what was I thinking? I mean, it'd be a good way to get all the hot chicks, but I know I didn't think it through properly. Thank God I didn't use it in a in a hasty reaction. Woo! I got out of that one pretty quick. Actually, I'd have to invent it first. And I've decided... You're safe, everyone. I've decided not to. Why was I thinking this? So that is the question.
Whoa. Oh, you can talk. Last time you went there, you were pulling ribbons out of girls' fannies.
It wasn't... There wasn't loads of girls, and I was just popping ribbons out of all of them. It was one on a stage in front of 40 people...
Anyway, that was, this is Hoss signing off, sex show artiste.
More of my spam emails, and their newcomer tactic is to put in random, random lines from books or something, and they come out so peculiarly, quite fascinate me in a way. I'm here all for reading from a spam. One never can a dunghill henard so betwixt two free people of colour of Saint Domingo, many of whom a bell laid the suitcase on the counter of the parcels, no fatal blunder. But he required two, when he you call me that again, I shall begin to believe. Egg came slowly forward, as though hypnotized. He considered a soldier for that. Steadiness, say any false modesty. Poirot threw him a loo, was so Lincoln with Stanton's help, took upon himself, but at least they shan't keep me from loving.
Yes, sir.
But most of the ground floor rooms clamoured to be taken to see it. He took his sleeve, airy pickle and a thousand swags. For myself, I said, glanced out of the window where Charles was still red hat, and brilliant clothes he was attended. Beautiful. What are you going to do? Who's going to buy songs from someone who looks as weird as someone at Deliverance? News nugget, sonic screwdriver. I read today, it's quite made me laugh on BBC, that the man who invented the sonic screwdriver is trying to sue the BBC for some royalties. Now, I have a problem with this. When he said he invented the sonic screwdriver, he invented a flashing screwdriver with flashing lights on it, which can magically fix any fucking thing it goes near. But he didn't actually make it, he just made up the idea, the name. They call it magic screwdriver. It's not the same as inventing something bloody actually exists, like a hammer or something. I invent them all, the sonic hammer. Everything I bang gets fixed instantly. So I've invented that. I can now. No one else can use the sonic hammer. Come on, Sonny. You invent something real, then you come back to me with your bloody cry stories, right? You can stick this sonic screwdriver up your ass.
I'm bossy. You're so bossy, you ought to be milked before you come home at night.
Yeah, the only escape I get from your nagging is listening to Hoss Half Hour. Hour.
I have a toilet at work. That's quite standard. And very beneficial when you need to relieve yourself. rather than going out in the garden with a bucket and spade, etc. Aussie style. Aussie bush style, that is. Animals out there, I tell you. Bloody animals. And I was in there, and there's you make a little bit of small talk, you know, nothing, you don't want to get too deep in the toilet. Anything you want to go deep is probably your turds. and as they swim their way to freedom. The thing happens, though, is that when you talk and say, oh, how are you? Oh, how was your weekend? Lovely, thanks. And the person will wash their hands, and then they put on the hairdryer. Hairdryer? Hand dryer. And then, obviously, you can't hear what the hell they're saying. So, like, you come in, oh, how's your, oh yeah, watch this football match. And then... And I said, yeah, and I saw a mother. What? You're like, I haven't got a clue what they're going on about. It's sometimes unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. But apart from that, it's just useless. Be like, oh, it probably wasn't very interesting. I don't want them to repeat it. I'll just do the tried and tested, nod and laugh. That's what always happens when you haven't heard anyone. You just go, yeah, yeah, brilliant. And sometimes, I call it, what the fuck did he say? But it's good sometimes when there's two of you, and there's you and your missus will say, and someone will come up and go, oh, yeah, and you go, yeah. And you can see the other person, Mrs. thinking, whoa, he understood that. Oh, I'm out of the loop here. Uh-oh. She's, like, looking a bit concerned and worried. And you're like, going, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, didn't I? It was brilliant, wasn't it? Okay, then see ya. And then you walk down the street a little bit. She'll be sort of laughing and smiling as well. And then she go, God, what the hell did he say? And you go, I haven't got a fucking clue. And it even happened to me once with my mum and dad. Some drunken dude come up and went, aah! We all sort of nodded, laughed. And then we went, well, what did he say, anyone? And then we goes, I haven't got a bloody clue. The worst bit is, though, if it's like, if you have to know what they've said, but you can't understand what they're saying. And then you have to go, what? Say again, pardon? Can you say it slower? I understood the word the. All this stuff afterwards, I didn't get. Do it again. The. No, can you try it in English? And then you're like thinking, oh, there is a kind of a limit. Three times. You get them to repeat something three times. And then you get into the kind of, I don't know, we're stuck. Can you write it down? Point? Give me a clue? How many syllables? And then just give up and go, look, I'll work it out. Don't worry. Go on, make the slip. There you there. What the fuck? Oh, whoa! What the fuck? Where's my penis gone? Some bastard stole it. All right, come on. Can the Joker who stole my penis just give it back? Look, I won't be angry. No, piss off. You're just a small penis freak. Go on, get out. I have a toilet at work. That's quite standard and very beneficial when you need to relieve yourself. rather than going out in the garden with a bucket and spade, etc. Aussie style, Aussie bush style, that is. Animals out there, I tell you, bloody animals. And I was in there, and there's you make a little bit of small talk, you know, nothing. You don't want to get too deep in the toilet. Only thing you want to go deep is probably your turds. And as they swim their way to freedom. The thing happens, though, is that when you talk and say, oh, how are you? Oh, how was your weekend? Lovely, thanks. And the person will wash their hands, and then they put on the hairdryer. Hairdryer? Hand dryer. And then, obviously, you can't hear what the hell they're saying. So, like, you come in, oh, how was your, oh, yeah, watch this football match. And then... And I said, yeah, and I saw a mother. What? You're like, I haven't got a clue what they're going on about. It's sometimes unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. But apart from that, it's just useless. Be like, oh, it probably wasn't very interesting. I don't want them to repeat it. I'll just do the tried and tested, nod and laugh. That's what always happens when you haven't heard anyone. You just go, yeah, brilliant. And sometimes, I call it, what the fuck did he say? But it's good sometimes when there's two of you, and there's you and your missus will say, and someone will come up and go, oh, yeah, and you go, yeah, and you can see the other person, missus, thinking, whoa, he understood that. Oh, I'm out of the loop here, uh-oh. She's, like, looking a bit concerned and worried, and you're like, going, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, didn't I? It was brilliant, wasn't it? Okay, and see ya. And then you walk down the street a little bit. She'll be sort of laughing and smiling as well. And then she go, God, what the hell did he say? And you go, I haven't got a fucking clue. And it even happened to me once with my mum and dad. Some drunken dude come up and went, aah! We all sort of nodded, laughed. And then we went, well, what did he say, anyone? And then we goes, I haven't got a bloody clue. The worst bit is, though, if it's like, if you have to know what they've said, but you can't understand what they're saying.
And then you have to go and, what? Say again, pardon? Can you say it slower? I understood the word the, all this stuff afterwards, so didn't get. Do it again. The, the. No, can you try in English? Then you're like thinking, ooh, there is a kind of limit, three times. You get to repeat something three times, and then you get into the kind of, I don't know, we're stuck. Can you write it down? Point? Give me a clue? How many syllables? And then just give up and go, look, I'll work it out. Don't worry, go on, make sleep. There. You must have looked long and hard to find a humorous quote from Friends. Can fat acceptance be photographed? A large toilet roll. Unzipped his trousers and sat down to inspect the merchandise. To enjoy it. Well, yes, here we are on the street today, looking for some interesting nature that I may tell to you, the listeners. There is literally nature all around, in all the neighbourhoods, everywhere you look. And the only person who can see this would be a bat. Was I blind? Now, something very interesting I noticed yesterday, that the ginger cat next door had a litter of kittens, who, of course, nature had also made ginger. Some would say unfortunate, others would say lovely, flame-haired animals. Now, I'm allowed permission from the neighbour, and she said I may inspect the animals. Now, here is a fine specimen of the feline. Let's live. We see the mother is in the middle, and her kittens are all around, some suckling on the breast, feeding. This will happen for usually up to 3 months. Now, this ginger cat is a lovely specimen, a house cat now, and mainly harmless to us bigger pictures, the humans. We have a blow. The cats are equipped with razor sharp claws and very sharp teeth. Rarely are they used as they are domesticated and do very little hunting. Now the mother has become slightly suspicious of us, but this is natural, wanting to protect her babies. Now, if I were to just pick up one of the kittens, of our lovely specimen, of course, and,
here's a news nugget.
I heard this on the news, and it said there is some Somali pirates causing havoc in the seas. They attacked a boat with grenade launchers from both sides, although it was a fairly big boat, and it managed to kind of get away. But then they got a Spanish boat and kidnapped 26 people on it. I mean, Jesus Christ, who'd have thought pirates would make a comeback after all those years? They're back, baby. They're armed with frickin' grenade launchers. Take that, Johnny Depp. Look what you've done now. I hope you're happy with your fucking Captain Jack Sparrow bullshit. They've gone and watched it and they've copied it, haven't they? They've probably all got skinny, scarecrow-like girlfriends on there.
Leroy Jenkins!
Would like this coming in next.
Hey, I've got a magic tree air freshener here, and it's a sporty variety, so it says. What changes there would be to a magic tree air freshener thing to make it sporty is quite, boggles the mind, really, isn't it? See, this magic tree thing looks bizarrely like a cheap bottle of aftershave. Perhaps that's what it is. All those little ones people get for Christmas and they don't really use. Magic tree, come and snaffle them all up. Put them in as car bloody things. Smells like one as well. Well, here we go. Oh, I've got it installed. There you go. Mmm. Can you smell that, listeners? Ooh, it's a heady brew. Mmm, lovely. Oh, yes. Be like a big juicy shit and all the flies would be coming round. Squaw! Get him! Shit for Britain.
and fart loads.
Where did that accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. You fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the Muck-Ups.
Today, told a little story. Made her leap out of the bed.
It's hard to talk when you try to fend off crab. I'm not sure if the missus thought it was some kind of prolonging technique, but doing a homework, eh? Like a good Italian boy. But then that's it. Yeah, I saw a mother.
My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths.
Oh, yes.
Share it. Share the wealth.
A swordsman such as me, about to make sweet love to the missus, I go through a vigorous warm-up. A few star jumps, stretches.
Made her leap out the bed.
You know, you want to hit the ground running.
Oh, God.
It'd be like a big juicy shit and all the flies would be coming round. Squaw! Get him!
Shit for Britain. And fart loads.
Van the Embers... Fucking odd.
He concluded that if he couldn't get him sacked...
And today's news. Whilst Alistair Darling was giving a press crump... Whilst Alistair Darling was giving a press conference outside of Downing Street, unbeknown to him as he was divulging information on the new 15p tax, Gordon Brown, the one-eyed Prime Minister, walked up behind him, shushed the cameraman and interviewer, went up to Gordon Brown... Totally wrong. Rubbish. Rubbish! The only trade we get! What does Dynamo Warlock mean?
People might think I think crazy thoughts, but I think crazy thoughts think in my head. Hello, I'm Mr. Sperm. Come on, ladies, come and leap on. Get your sperm here, you hot bitches.
Who'd have thought pirates would make a comeback after all those years? They're back, baby. They're armed with frickin' grenade launchers. Take that, Johnny Depp. Look what you've done now. I hope you're happy with your fucking Captain Jack Sparrow bullshit.
Well, these two keen young minds. Vote fucking hell. Are you all sitting comfortably? Good. Then I shall begin.
A swordsman such as me wouldn't get myself in a Finbar Saunders in a waltz in the room. Good straight way.
Made her leap out the bed.
I can't remember why I was thinking about it.
I don't know why, how this thought. These people in Poland, they are considered...
Your knob would be the juiciest piece of shit all the flies would really like. Delicious, they'd think.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Knob. Spam. Knob. Spam. Knob. Spam. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Knob. Spam. Knob. Spam. Knob. Bam. And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Brilliant.
My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths.
Oh, yes.
Share it. Share the wealth.
Brilliant.
Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all.